Thunder Road.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Locations up and down the Front Range, whether you're kayaking, fishing, hunting, hiking, camping, or even grilling, they can take care of your needs. Stop by and check out a Jack's near you. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Bar Lake is Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And how are things at Bar Lake? I know we want to talk about some specific activities, but let's get a general overview. I know your water level's low. What's the status there and what kind of boats can we use? What's going on?
For sure. So to start off with, Bar Lake is located just 25 minutes east of Denver. So we're a quick day trip. You know, our lake is used for irrigation, so our water levels have been low this year. We're still open to hand launch only until the last day will be October 31st, so another week or so. And it's about 200 yards of a walk to get to the lake, so you just have to know that. We are under a public fish salvage, which means there are no fishing limits on size or number during daylight hours. And that will go on until we start getting water in, and hopefully that will be November 1st.
All right. So we got still have plenty of opportunities there, though. I mean, you've got huge – I mean, the fishing can still be very good. You've got great picnic areas. You've got a great visitor interpretive center there. And you still get a lot of bald eagles?
We do. You know, I was out on patrol the other day, and – I was on top of the dam, and one landed right behind me. So, you know, we get a lot of wintering bald eagles, so they really do start to come here in the wintertime. December through, like, February is the best. You know, we still have, you know, a pool of water. There's still fish in there. So I think our eagle population will be fine. You know, they start to nest right around Valentine's Day. And last year we actually had two nests. So we'll see how that works out this year. But, you know, it's a great time to get out, enjoy the weather. It's a little bit cooler. The bird migration is, you know, still going on. Our nature center has lots of exhibits. And, you know, our archery range is open. We have a standing range and our 3D walking range.
Yeah, and for the people who were out and missed that key shot this year, what a time to get some practice in, because you're probably not as crowded. And those 3D ranges are so good because you get to take – describe your 3D range a little bit.
Yeah, so there's 10 stations, and they have a variety of targets. And it starts out flat and then goes down in a ravine and then back up on top. So there is that different elevation. And this year we're working on a lifted platform that you can shoot from. It'll be much like the one that's at North Sterling State Park, but we have funding for that. And then we also have funding. We ordered a lot of new targets, 3D targets. So they'll be here right around November 1st.
All right, that's awesome. But there's an opportunity out there that I don't know if a lot of people understand, because half of the lake is actually a wildlife sanctuary for birds, but you do have waterfowl hunting opportunities. Is that right?
We do. You know, Bar Lake is unique where we do have that opportunity. There's 14 blinds that are behind our dam. You do have to call and make a reservation. For the month of October, we're only hunting on Saturdays because of some construction on the dam. But the rest of the waterfowl season, we should be hunting Wednesday and Saturday. So it is a great opportunity. You don't have to go far. You know, we're just east of Denver. You can come out. If you don't have a reservation, a lot of times what happens is people will check out from the morning hunt, and then you can get in on the afternoon evening hunt. So there is that opportunity, but it's always best to call and go to our website to make that reservation.
So they make the reservation right on the website. How far in advance can they do that?
14 days.
And I would think, because you have the lake and the open water and the sanctuary area, that at times you can get pretty good traffic of both geese and ducks. Is that right?
It is. You know, and we're waiting for that, you know, big cold spell to bring in the geese. There's not a lot of flying right now. But, you know, usually November is a better month for us. So it is Passover shooting, so they're not landing by the blind, so it's a little bit different of a hunt, but, you know, it's a great opportunity.
It really is. Somebody wants to get started, and because it's Passover shooting, you don't need a dog to retrieve your if you get some or not, you can walk out and get them, which makes it, I think, is that true? You don't need to get in the water to retrieve then, right?
You don't, because there's some, a series of canals and a tow ditch behind the dam, and there's water sometimes in them, not always. So yeah, you don't need a dog because they're not going into the lake. They're landing right in the field where you're at. So and it's also not necessary to bring all the decoys. You don't have to haul them all out there. They don't really work for that.
Yeah,
area.
And that's a great place to get a youth started in potential waterfall hunting, because virtually all he needs is some warm clothing and a shotgun, and you can get into those blinds and hopefully have a little bit of luck. It's just a great opportunity. And, you know, Parks and Wildlife provides waterfall opportunities up and down the Front Range. Michelle, we've got to run, but thank you so much for joining us and talking about the opportunities at Bar Lake.
Of course. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake. Before we go to the next break, I do want to mention that one of our favorite partners, A&A Toppers, is having a huge, huge sale through the month of October, and we've been kind of lax in mentioning it. They're giving $100 off on toppers, and they've got $100 discount on keyless remotes. They've got $100 discounts on a lot of racks like Yakima, Thule, and Rhino. And they've got either a free tip-down or removable front window and a topper going on, which is worth about $100. So go to A&A Toppers at their website, aatoppers.com, and check them out if you get a chance. They've been great partners in supporting this show. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Still growing up and having fun.